So thank you, Carl, for joining us after that one. Well, they were straight out of the blocks, really, and we weren't till the second half, I don't feel. What are your take on it all?
It's back to the drawing board from about, three, 4 weeks ago. The little lessons that we've put into them over them, the four-game unbeaten run, for some reason went out of the window. And the professionalism that we want to adopt and the way that we want to play, we've got to work harder to make sure we enforce that. You can't start a game at 2-0 down, 3-0 down, and giving away goals that we gave away definitely in that first half.
Was there an element of surprise to it? Because obviously when we played Nuneaton a couple of weeks ago,
They better not be. They better not be, because it certainly doesn't come from the staff. But I've just questioned the players' mindset in there. If your mindset is, it's just Nuneaton and we beat them a few weeks ago, then, there you go, there's your answer.
The first goal they scored, I never saw that coming. That was... it was cracking one-touch passing all the way through.
It was, yeah, but it doesn't happen. The first pass that goes into the front man, there's got to be pressure on that ball. He turned with nobody near him. Dead simple pass out to the wide man again, nobody near him. And the lads run straight to the centre.
So it's pretty much the same for the penalty as well.
Nobody near him, yeah. So you've got to learn your lessons. If balls need to get... We saw it in the Curzon Wimbledon game. You can't concede goals at regular intervals like that. They need to get there's certain things that you'd have to adapt to, and that might need to, you might need to give a foul away or make sure that the player doesn't get anywhere near your goal. And tonight defensively we were nowhere near it, but attacking wise, we were always causing problems.
We didn't have that many shots on target, though. That was the surprising thing, because it felt like we had good build-up play.
Yeah,
but
there was good build-up play and we got in behind, but our final ball was poor. And that's another thing. That's why I think the mindset was, it's okay, we'll just turn up. And when if you do that, you're gonna come unstuck. You have to concentrate for 90 minutes of every game, whether that be in possession or out possession.
So what's next then? Obviously, I don't think there's enough time to arrange a match for Saturday, but we'll wait and see on the website if one can be found. But definitely there will be Boston in a week on Saturday, and that was an important game anyway, but an important game now for the first team squad to bounce back.
Massive. Absolutely enormous game. Enormous training session on Thursday and Saturday if we've got no game, and next Tuesday and next Thursday in preparation for that Boston game. We can't underestimate how much of a blow that result is. Not the fact that it's Nuneaton or anything like that, because they were worthy winners because of our inadequacies, and they have got some good players, but these lads are going to work hard over the next week or so to make sure that come that Boston game, you're going to see an FC United team that's worthy of wearing the shirt.
Well, thanks for joining us, Cal.
Cheers.